thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Watkins says he learned from reporters that the Dallas DA's office would be asked to validate some of the Trinity Vote petition signatures before he received the city secretary's request late Tuesday.
Well, at this point, I don't know. I don't know the number of signatures that we have to look at. I just know we have a packet here. I believe that when you're in a political dispute, don't use the DA's office to forge your agenda. And it just sounded like that to me when I read that article in the newspaper. It may be a valid complaint. I don't know that yet. We have to investigate it. And if it is, we will take the necessary steps. But whoever made the comments in the newspaper that we were investigating this issue did a disservice to the political process and its office. Because we don't comment on pending investigations, especially where politics are involved.
Dallas Mayor Tom Leppert denies that the city secretary's decision to involve the DA was politically motivated.
And I've seen the documentation where those were sent over. I think that was the right thing for our city attorney to do. Now it'll be in their hands. It'll be in the appropriate hands. I think they took the right actions. They did it in a professional way. And people that are in that position are going to make the appropriate judgments.
Councilmember Angela Hunt, who led the Trinity Vote effort to collect 80,000 signatures when only 50,000 were needed, is undaunted. Her group wants to replace the currently planned high-speed tollway within the river levees with a low-speed parkway that provides access to recreation.
Our position remains that 47 petition pages out of 10,150 were sent over to the district attorney, none of which had been counted towards the number of required signatures to put this on the ballot. So in effect, this has no repercussions whatsoever about whether or not the Trinity Vote effort succeeds in allowing the people of Dallas to have a voice in November.
Although the petition doesn't require a referendum, Craig Holcomb of Save the Trinity says his camp will fight to advance the current Trinity River development plan, including the tollway.
Our issue is that there be an up-and-up election. Clearly, the concern about the validity of the signatures clouds the election. But our focus is telling people how big, how important this project is, and how the pieces fit together.
Fundraising for the two campaigns has already exceeded $500,000, and that amount is expected to double between now and the November election. Catherine Cuellar, KERA News.